from Moraville, 29th of October, 2008. On microphone, Marlanka, in studio, Chloe and Suda. The weather today and for the next few days is clear. At night, there will be scattered clouds. From the direction of north-northeast, light winds and temperatures ranging from 25 to 29 degrees. Listen now to Chloe's interview with Hemant speaking about the UNESCO event in Paris.
Can you tell us about this event in Paris, how it was?
It was a very special event. We had not expected such a response, so it became very special when we saw the response. We were expecting a couple of hundred people and a small hall, but UNESCO provided their biggest hall, and there were 700 plus people in the round table, and then 1,000 plus people in the concert. And for the concert, the hall was packed. They had to open up the visitors' galleries. So that kind of a response nobody had expected. And when everybody saw that, there was a lot of joy, which everybody felt. The important aspect of it was that from the official point of view, UNESCO, the highest officers or the highest representation of UNESCO was there on the round table. The Director General of UNESCO was...
What's the name of the...
Mr. Matsura. And then there was the Chief of the Executive Board, Ambassador Yai from Benin. And then Kapila Vatsayan, Dr. Kapila Vatsayan, who's the Indian representative on the Executive Board. All three were there on the round table. So this was a very prestigious... star-studded UNESCO representation. And on Oroville side, initially when the whole thing was planned, we had a lot of VIP names on our list also, but in the end it was us, the simple Orovillians, who were sitting over there with those stars. So but I must say that all of us, when we reflected on that, everyone from Oroville had something to contribute and bring the feeling of Oroville in UNESCO.
The UNESCO Paris 40th Oroville celebration in its entirety is available in English and in French as a CD at Oroville Radio. How do we move from place to place in Oroville? Do we have cycle paths free from motorized vehicles? Do we have pathways on which to walk? Is mobility within Oroville sustainable? Do we believe that Oroville is a forerunner in sustainable activities? This burning issue of sustainable mobility for Oroville will be discussed on the next Dialogue with a Dream, which is an Oroville Radio Live program on Friday, 31st October, 5:15, Town Hall Conference Room. The invitees are Mani, Chandresh, Marlanka, Martanda, Nikolai, Lalit, Akash, and Priya. An evening of jazz standards featuring Michel Tisblat on piano, accompanied by Matt on saxophone, and Holger, violin and bass, with Suresh on drums. Saturday, 1st November, 8 p.m., Pitanga. The Airport Authority of India will conduct test flights for handling commercial flights at the Puducherry Airport very shortly. The work to expand the runway from 1,200 meters to 1,500 meters has been completed. Lighting facilities for night landing and an additional terminal for handling approximately 50 passengers are both in process. Besides Air India, several private flight operators have shown interest in starting operations from Puducherry by the end of the year. This from the mother: whatever may be the circumstances, rudeness or curt behavior is never permissible. The news is an echo of activities in the lives of Orovillians. For further information, please check the website, oroville.org.
Thanks for listening.